Hey, everyone. It's Vanessa, and I'm here to talk to you about my show, Infamous, which is covering Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton and all the craziness of the royal family. I've reported on this a lot for Vanity Fair and for New York Magazine and found all sorts of nuggets that others haven't found. Plus, it's just amazing to listen to this epic story stitched together. Meghan's rise, her escape to the U.S., what the hell is happening with Kate? So take a listen to this clip, and if you like it, look for Infamous in your podcast player. The whole series is named Infamous. We're picking up on the story of Meghan Markle and her very messy family.
Which is really also the story of Prince Harry and his messy family.
Yes, messy on all counts. But both of them are incredibly adept at maneuvering the press.
And you had some firsthand experience with this, right?
Well, I sure did. So the story I was reporting for Vanity Fair about Meghan and who she really was due to come out late in the year in 2018. It was what we in the business call a write-around, which means that Meghan wouldn't talk to me, so I was writing around her, calling other people who knew her, filling in the story that way. But then, after my story came out, five of Meghan's friends, who I don't think had talked to the press before, were suddenly gabbing to People magazine, saying that Meghan did indeed have humble beginnings and she was the greatest person in the world. And I mean, come on. The way this works is these friends would never have talked to People without authorization from someone. And I wondered, who would that someone be?
Right. It's pretty likely that that someone would be Meghan herself. And to be clear, a lot of celebrities and very ambitious people work to build their image in this way. I mean, maybe even Princess Diana did. We do have records to that effect. We just don't very often get to see it so explicitly as we do with Meghan.
Yeah, I mean, this is how Hollywood press works, right? You court journalists and plant stories. You have these anonymous sources or close friends that talk to publications and put out the exact narrative you want. In Hollywood, if somebody prints a bad story about you, you could put a statement out to denounce it, or maybe you leak a good story to counteract that. I mean, Meghan knows this. And the truth is, throughout the year, she's been known to be very friendly to PR professionals. Like on Suits, and all of this according to Tina Brown, she would always be ready to do any promotion after shooting that executives wanted her to do. She loved a swag bag, a discount night at a hotel, just all that stuff that comes along with being a star. Tina says that after she became a princess, she even let one publicist know that that publicist could still send her free stuff. And more recently, I've heard that at a photo shoot, Meghan requested to take home the jewelry and the clothes she wore in the shoot. I heard that she said she didn't want anyone to sell that stuff on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, we should also say that the royal family also plays the press, but their culture is to never comment on personal matters publicly, even if something printed is wrong. It's all subterfuge behind the scenes. Here's how Prince Harry summed up his family's take on Meghan and her concern over the tarnishing of her carefully crafted image.
They thought, why couldn't she just deal with it? As if to say, well, you know, everybody else has dealt with it. Why can't she deal with it? No one would have private conversations with the editors saying, enough. My dad said to me, darling boy, you can't take on the media. The media will always be the media. And I said, I fundamentally disagree.
So from the beginning, there was a disconnect between Meghan's way of doing things and the royal family's press expectations. Meghan would ask for a royal meeting to shape her role. She was used to operating as a charismatic person, a gorgeous actor, asking to do calligraphy for important magazine editors' weddings, not waiting for approval for anything she wanted to do from a slow-moving royal family office. Thanks so much, and listen to Infamous wherever you get your podcasts.